USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to his impeachment, President Trump says bring it on and get it moving. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything. Now, the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. They happen to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules.
The CDC says now over 2,500 Americans have been hospitalized because of feeling ill after smoking e-cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The U.S. Defense Department says there's no immediate threat from Saudi military training in the United States 2 weeks after a Saudi Air Force officer went on a shooting spree at a Florida naval air base. Operational training was immediately suspended after the attack, which killed three American sailors and wounded eight others. But now Pentagon officials say that background checks on all 850 Saudis training in the U.S. have wrapped up. No threats were found and training will resume. The names of around 22,000 people going back on Georgia's voting rolls, over 300,000 names were removed from the voter registration list earlier this week because of inactivity, death, or change of address. But the Secretary of State's office decided yesterday to reinstate 22,000 of them after a challenge from voting rights groups like Fair Fight Action. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The flu outbreak is getting worse across America. Some examples, the state of Minnesota reporting three more deaths and 60 schools there are affected. An entire school district in Atlanta closed a day early for the holiday break because of the flu. And Arizona is dealing with more than 4,300 cases so far this season, including about 900 reported in just the past week. A report from the pharmacy chain Walgreens shows the worst hit areas are Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Federal authorities are accusing Chipotle of violating U.S. labor law. The National Labor Relations Board says the fast casual Mexican food chain violated the law by allegedly firing a New York employee in retaliation for trying to organize with a union. And Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. It's only been in theaters for a day. In fact, yesterday was its preview night. It's officially opening today across America, but it's already running away at the box office. That latest film of the Disney-owned space saga brought in an estimated $44 to $48 million, according to Deadline. Now, if those numbers hold up, the film could see its or the third or fourth highest earning preview night in history. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.